This is an All Ears English bonus episode. Only 8 spots available for Boston in August, plus one American event you'll never forget. Welcome to the All Ears English podcast, downloaded more than 34 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl. Coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to instantly download your transcript from today's episode, go to allearsenglish.com/transcripts. allearsenglish.com/TRANSCRIPTS. Spots are filling up for our Boston adventure with All Ears English in August. Today, we reveal the traditional American event that we'll take part in as a group on Saturday, August 19th, and why this will be an experience that you'll never forget.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Michelle, how are you doing today?
Hey, Lindsay, I'm good. How are you?
I am so excited to be on this episode for a special bonus just for our listeners. Michelle, why are we on here today?
Well, we are going to talk about a special event that is happening this summer for All Ears English.
I know, a very special invitation today. You guys may have caught the very brief and quick little mini bonus episode that I did solo earlier in the week. But today we're talking about our special Boston English Language Adventures program that is going to be happening August 18th, 19th, and 20th. Michelle, what are we doing during this program? Like, what's actually happening?
Okay, well, you guys are going to learn English in a very natural way. Well, you're going to get to practice your English, right? So We are going to choose 8 lucky listeners for the Urban English Adventure, okay? And we want to meet you guys. We want to get to know you, right?
Exactly. That's a big part of this, right? We want to meet our listeners. I mean, you know, Michelle, I don't know about you, but sometimes I feel disconnected from our listeners. You know, we're always on the microphone and you guys are out there in the world. And it would just be so cool, number one, to connect with you guys, to have you guys here in the US. But that's why you guys want to listen up today, because the time is actually running out. We're publishing this, you know, today, and you need to get on this application process if you want to join. But let's talk a little bit more. Today, we're going to be announcing a very special part of the itinerary. It's a big event, and you're going to hear about it later in the episode. It's what we're doing on Saturday, August 19th, right in the middle of the program. It's kind of the biggest part of the program, guys, and we're going to announce it later in the episode today. So that's why you want to listen in. So Michelle, again, why are we holding this program? Like, why are we going to have our listeners come out to Boston?
Okay. Well, again, like we said, we really want to meet you guys, and we want to take the message of connection, not perfection, and really bring it to life. Right, Lindsay?
Exactly. That's what it is, right? So we're going to take this idea, this value that we have as a community, guys, and we're going to actually put it into action. That means that we're going to be active learners out there in the community. We're going to match you guys up with real native speakers for small conversations. So you're going to learn finally by doing, by taking part in conversations. It's the opposite of your typical English school, right? Where you sit there in the desk and you just receive the information. What do you think, Michelle?
Yeah, this is the way to really learn English and practice it in a very natural way. Like, it's so exciting. I mean, we'll be, you know, be in a group and get to do exciting things in the community. And like, it's just, I feel like an excellent, excellent way to really practice your language and to improve.
Exactly. And the other thing is that we want you guys to leave Boston at the end of that weekend feeling inspired and motivated, right? Because You know, maybe you've never had a chance to speak with a real native speaker, or maybe you've always gone to boring language schools or just learned from textbooks, but this is going to be your real chance. So probably maybe you have school coming up in the fall, or you have a career where you have to use English and you're going to be gearing up in your career. Well, this is your chance in the end of August to get that final burst of motivation and inspiration for your English before you go back into your fall routine, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So let's be more specific, Michelle. Like, what exactly are people going to be doing? Like, what is it going to look like?
Okay. Well, guys, so you are going to be discovering Boston through challenges that we create that require you to communicate with locals, right? Actually require you to, right? So people say, oh, I want to speak to like the local people. I want to practice with native English speakers. Like, these are going to require you to do that. So don't let that word scare you, but it's actually a really good thing.
Exactly. So we're looking for people who are willing to do that, right? So, and I know this is going to challenge you guys on so many levels, but it's going to be that challenge that you want, right? Because you're also going to be competing, you know, with other listeners, with other people in our small group of eight. We're going to put together teams and we're going to collaborate at the same time. So there's going to be competition, games, and collaboration. It's going to be so cool, guys. And what about in terms of our limits, Michelle?
We are going to push them. We're going to push them hard, right? Because what do you think about growth, Lindsay? How does it happen?
Well, in my experience, you know what I mean? Like, for example, the trip I took last summer, I came back from that trip so happy. Why? Because I felt like I had grown as a person in just 2 months. It felt like a year. Why? Because I was pushing my edges. Growth happens on the edges. I think that's a famous quote, or it's part of a quote. Right? Growth happens when we're pushing our comfort zones. And that's exactly what you guys are going to do with us. Okay. Out here in Boston. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's going to be intense, but interactive, motivating, and fun. And the thing is, like, I mean, for me, I think of, like, just, like, making potentially lifelong friends.
Yeah, that's a good point, too, actually. Absolutely. I mean, when you're involved with an intense, fun, inspiring experience like this, where you're outside of your comfort zone with other people, you could form friendships, you know, lifelong friendships that you could stay in touch with those people, right?
Yeah, it's like those intense, like, experiences where, I mean, yeah, you're going to be, I mean, having fun, but also you're going to be really having these life learning experiences together. And I just can imagine, like, oh, afterwards, everybody stays in touch, and
yeah, I love
just
that.
What better way to make new friends?
Yeah, I think we'll probably set up a Facebook group once we get our confirmed students, our eight students. We'll probably set up a Facebook group so you guys can start reaching out to each other already and get to know each other before you arrive in Boston, okay? But one of the coolest things is that we're going to use the city, right? This is not coming to a language school where you sit in, you know, in a room with four walls and no windows and a hard desk and stare at a teacher in the front of the room. No, this is the opposite of that, guys. We're going to use the city. You're going to bring your running shoes, your walking shoes, because you're going to be out in the city, right? I mean, you know, I live very close here to Harvard and MIT. We're going to use the campuses of Harvard and MIT. We're going to learn about education in Boston, sports in Boston, right?
It's only a kick, a jump, a block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle, a run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
And speaking of sports, Michelle, I think it's time to announce. It's time to reveal and disclose that big event that's happening on Saturday night, the 19th of our program. So drumroll, Michelle, this is a big deal. What is it? What are we going to be doing?
Going to a Red Sox-Yankees game. I mean, now this is a huge, exciting thing, especially because Red Sox and Yankees are big rivals, right?
Oh my God. And we're going to talk about why this is such a big deal. I mean, this is the game that every baseball fan wants to go to. It's not just a baseball game. It's not just a nighttime baseball game, which has a lot of energy, especially in Fenway Park, but it's a nighttime Red Sox-Yankees baseball game. Big deal, guys. You're going to feel the energy in Fenway Park, right? When there's a home run that's hit, you're going to feel everyone standing up and screaming. It makes your hairs stand up on your arms. It really does. It is one of the coolest experiences that you could have in the US. So we're going to throw you guys right in the middle of it. We've bought tickets. We've got tickets for you guys for this game. Good seats in the grandstand. So if you are one of the lucky 8 to be chosen for this program, this is included in this program. So cool. And we're also going to, you know, what else are we going to do, Michelle? Because we're not just going to watch the game, right? We're not just going to stare at the game all night.
Yeah, well, you're going to be building skills, right, to communicate about baseball, and you'll see how it's in our language, right? There's so much. I mean, like, you think of baseball being such an American, a good old American sport, right? It really shows in our language, and you can really use this to connect with people.
Exactly. So we're going to use this event of the game to get you guys talking and to set up activities where, again, you are out in the community, you're talking to natives before or after the game, and you are getting information for us to come back to the community, share it, and then we're going to go to the game as a group. It's going to be so cool. But Michelle, one more time, how many spots do we have for this program?
Only 8.
That's not a lot.
Not a lot. So you guys got to get in there.
Exactly. So guys, if this sounds like it's for you and you want to leave Boston feeling motivated, inspired, and finally having experienced that chance to really get involved with real conversations with real people, you want to learn English in a different way, then I encourage you right now to go right away to allearsenglish.com/Boston. allearsenglish.com/Boston, especially if you're someone who believes in connection, not perfection, because that is going to be our core value for the weekend. We're going to see that slogan in action. Okay. Again, it's not a language school. This is much more active and much less passive than just a classroom. We're not sitting in classrooms here, guys. We're using the city. Okay. And Michelle, so what kind of person are we looking for?
Okay. Well, we are looking for someone who is willing to go out into the city and speak, right?
Yeah.
So someone who, you know, you got to be energetic and motivated, right? If you have to go outside of the box, right? You like to be a little bit different.
Exactly. Somebody with a certain kind of personality who's willing to do that. It might be different from what you're used to, guys, but I'm going to promise you it is the way to build the language skills that you want. Okay. So Michelle, one more time, how do we apply? What do we do?
All right. So if you want to apply for this exciting experience, you should go now to allearsenglish.com/Boston. And you're going to fill out the application and send your link to your video intro.
Exactly. We're asking you guys for a video intro because, first of all, we want to hear your level. We want to hear how you speak. And we also want to see you. And we want to see that you've taken the time to make that video intro. It doesn't take too much time, but it does take an extra step. But Michelle, how can people actually differentiate themselves as good candidates for this?
Okay. So, you know, you gotta do the video intro. I mean, you gotta do it. You gotta send it right away.
Exactly. That's the point. So guys, we have gotten a good number of applications, but the problem is a lot of people are not sending in their video intros, and I'm not sure why. I'm not sure if you're confused or if you're planning to send them later, but the way to differentiate yourself and get yourself the best chance to get into this program is to send it right away. Send that video link right when you send in your other information, because we're starting to interview people right away. So if you wait longer, there'll be fewer spots available, right? So what's the absolute deadline, Michelle, for this application and the video introductions to be sent?
The absolute deadline is Friday, July 7th. You're going to have a better chance of getting in if you send it sooner, right?
Exactly. So obviously we're already choosing people, guys. I'm meeting with a couple people today, a couple people tomorrow, and we're making decisions now. So obviously if you send your application and your video intro link sooner, the better. Okay. So again, we want to go ahead and invite you guys on this program, and hopefully Michelle will be with us that weekend. Michelle, we're hoping to see you there too.
Gonna give it a try.
Yep.
Also, I just wanted to say about the video introduction. I don't know if maybe people, sometimes people can get nervous about doing that stuff. You know that I remember, Lindsay, I did a video introduction for
Absolutely.
Something.
I remember. The thing when you applied to work here, Michelle, to be on the podcast, I remember you sent in a video introduction, and Yeah, I could tell that you were nervous, but I could also tell that you had real heart and you really, really, really wanted to work with us here.
Yeah, I came across it recently, actually.
Oh my gosh, what did you think when you...
Oh my gosh, of course it's so embarrassing. But guys, what I wanted to say is that, you know, I've been there. I know how it is to make these kinds of things and you're nervous. And if you're nervous, that's okay. Like, it's perfectly natural, right? Yeah. So I've been there. Don't be nervous. Just really try and get across why you think that this would be great for you and why you want to come, because we really would hope to meet you.
Yeah, exactly. If this seems like this is for you guys, then, you know, make that video intro, send it in. You have a good chance. Okay. Send it in and show us, just be genuine on the video. Yeah. Just show us that, that you would make a good addition to the group and that you're interested in this, and you'll be possibly you will get a spot. You know, again, 8 lucky listeners.
That's right.
Okay. All right. Very cool, Michelle. So excited for this again. August 18th, 19th, and 20th. Guys, go to allearsenglish.com/Boston. And we will see you very soon in Boston.
All right. All right. So exciting. Have a good day, everyone.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.